So where we're at the moment is in Town Square in Moranbah, and for me, we've seen a little bit of change in the landscape of the retailers that have been in our scape. I moved into Town Square. I was originally over another part of Moranbah, and I moved into Town Square 2 years ago. And we've found that while you don't have as many people walking around, we're still the hub for the families and the young people to come into. So we've still got the same, we've got foot traffic. You're just not seeing as many, much high vis, I guess, around town, which isn't always a bad thing. But for us, there is a change with the number of people in town, but we're going strong. We're there.
And you are here, and you particularly have a different story to tell, because you opened your own business during the bust. What gave you the confidence to do that? Because I suppose at the moment, when we're hearing so much about the doom and gloom, people would sit here and say, wow, that's a crazy move.
I suppose for me, the difference is we didn't open a business in a mining town or a boom and bust town. We opened a business in our hometown. So for us, we've been here for 14 years, originally a Mackay girl, and for me, Moranbah is home. We're planning on spending, our children are growing up here, this is where we are. So for us, we'd had an online business for a period of time, and we were growing bigger, and we had to move out, and we had to find something. So we went into a retail store. So for us, it was a logical business sense. It was part of a lifestyle choice for us to cement ourselves further into the community and become part of it. And the decision wasn't based around a boom or bust. My husband's been in mining. He's grown up in mining towns his whole life. We know that it's up and down. That's the nature of living in these towns, and we knew what to expect getting into it. So we felt confident and comfortable with what we were doing.
When you hear the mining bust and boom, and we hear a lot about it at media, we've heard a lot of it today, but you have invested in this town. You've opened your business when things aren't as good as they have been. Are those impacts that we hear about, are they as bad as we hear?
It definitely impacts my business. I'm an Australian-wide online business and retail business. So for us, we've got customers ringing us saying they're placing an order or talking to us over the phone, and they're telling us that our business, they thought that we were closing down because our town was about to shut down and people were about to leave our community. And it's just a shock that that's the impression they're getting when we're still doing okay.
So things are not too bad in Moranbah?
No, we're feeling good. We're open for business and we're happy with our community.